Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Al Capone. Scarface. You know how bad he was? You know, these are, I know some of the guys in the front row. They're tough guys. If you ever looked at Alphonse Capone, you wouldn't be tough at all. You'd be dead by the morning, most likely. I got indicted more than Alphonse. Alphonse was a tough man. They did a movie called Scarface. Check it out. Even if it was half true, you don't want to deal with him.
Okay, citing Al Capone as a character witness. Fantastic.
Also, was
tough
he,
guy,
was
tough
he,
guy, yeah.
Was he citing the Brian De Palma version of Scarface?
Yes, yes.
It was not
was.
About Al Capone.
That's what I thought.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So even that was...
He's in it. It's important. But yeah, incorrect. No, it was
right.
Not that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think that's comparing yourself to Al Capone. Okay. All right, then. So the point of that is, wham, poor me, I'm something more mm-hmm. indicted than...
Well, then okay. He shouldn't have done more crimes than Al Capone.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. He has... violated the gag order for the...
Uh-huh.
Will this be the second time
second
now?
Second time at least.
Okay.
Hopefully. And when will the punishment be
when
coming
will
for this?
The
fines will start first. They'll do fines first.
Okay, when will the fines be...
When will that
hopefully,
begin?
Hopefully, it's 9 a.m. East Coast time, 9:15. What is...
Why is it hopefully? Why isn't it definitely?
I know, it should be definitely. I'm not the judge. Mershon, I don't think is going to take this much longer.
Because he can't keep getting away with this, someone once said.
Right.
Kenny? Okay, so he posted three articles.
He can't keep getting away with it! He can't keep getting away with it!
Okay, let's hope that of all our sound bites, that's the one that's true.
Right.
In addition to not being able to take your bolt down to the five and dime.
Oh, people keep sending me Shut Up Mountain. They keep sending me Miriam Flynn. It's
shut
not
the
Miriam.
Up Mountain, we know is from Grace and Frankie. That's not the
one.
The soundbite that we don't know. It's the bitch, please
right.
Take your line of bolt down to the five and dime.
Right.
Okay, so he posted three articles attacking Judge Mershon and his family mm-hmm. in the span of a few minutes, testing the new expanded gag order. The articles mentioned Judge Mershon, his daughter, and his wife. Mm-hmm. Two of the articles are from far-right Trump ally and conspiracy lunatic Laura Loomer, who has been pushing the claim that a dubious Twitter account belongs to Judge Mershon's daughter.
Which it does not.
Which it does not.
Right.
One of the articles includes an image of the judge's daughter on the cover, which is included in Trump's post.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trump, this is the part of the article. Trump could be attempting to bait Judge Mershon into action in hopes that it can be used to postpone the April 15th trial date. Earlier today, the judge denied yet another one of Trump's attempts to dismiss the charges and avoid trial. I mean, all of his arguments are such crap.
Yes.
You don't even need to be a lawyer.
Nope.
Right? It's this stupid presidential immunity thing. He's counting on his like whack-a-mole, his appointees mm-hmm. on the Supreme Court or Judge Cannon or whatever to go, we have to wait for the presidential immunity ruling, which we all know is going to go against him, even with the hacks on the Supreme Court that he appointed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going, you can't rule on... Really? Who actually thinks that's part of presidential duties to pay off a porn star? I mean, give me a break.
But this is what it's all about, is delay. It's like, oh, we have to wait. And the Supreme Court's doing me a solid by, you know, extending when they're going to rule on that. And, you know, Judge Cannon's, okay, we have a lot of Judge Cannon stuff to talk about.
That was my whack-a-mole sound effect.
But that's
the
only, Jody, I don't know. Do we have a, you know what, let's just call a legal lead, just cold.
Oh, they love that.
Let me just cold call someone at 6 in the morning. Let me call Harry Lipman. Are you up?
Yes, because he's in San Diego. Definitely, let's wake him up.
Oh, he's right. Gone. He's come on the show in a suit and tie at 6:30.
Right?
So, he has. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. He has. My dad used to be in a suit and tie at 6:30. Let's go, Harry.
You have a legal ad tomorrow.
I think because, you know, again, we can't. We've used the word unprecedentedly often, haven't
we?
Yes, we
have. It's unprecedented how many times the word unprecedented.
But at this point, I just want whatever is going to not delay this trial, because this is what we're, every time we think, oh no, this is happening, there's some last minute bolt, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the only, at this point, I agree with this line of this story, that this appears deliberate, that this is intentional. He's trying to bait this judge. You know, he's, and I think in other cases, to either overreact so they could be appealed or, you know, yada yada. So, yes, of course, you go like, this guy needs to go to prison like anyone else would for violating the gag order.
I mean,
but
boy.
I don't know what, but my question to a legal lad, Jody, would be, or lady, person, would be, what, okay, so what does that do? This line, the intent is clear. Trump could be attempting to bait Judge Mershon into action in hopes it can be used. So my question would be, so how would that be used? It's like, oh, well, he put me in prison, and now we have to appeal that, and so now, you know, we definitely can't start April 15th. Like, I don't know.
Well, most of the time, they will fine you first.
Right.
That's how it normally, because he technically is not a violent criminal, because he has not been convicted
because he makes
any
other
crimes.
People do it, like Charles Manson or Bin Laden.
Or Al Capone.
Or Al Capone.
Or Al Capone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charles Manson. There you go. Go ahead. Yeah. Spin the wheel of sociopaths.
Right. Yeah.
Trump is on. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity. And what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead. What were you saying?
And so they will start with fines. That's what every legal person I've read has said. They start with fines and then they increase each fine until such a point where now I'm putting you in jail until the trial. He stays in jail until trial and they bring him out like any other criminal. It's just a criminal trial. This is not a civil case.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's obviously just frantic to stop this because he knows he's going to be a criminal. He will be a convicted criminal with a felony within however long this takes, right? If it starts in April 15th. Right, exactly. So
Okay. I don't, anyway, that's again above my pay grade. I don't know what.
Marie in Atlanta, give us a shout.
Oh, is she on yet?
Or Michael in Oakland.
That's right. All the lawyers that work for free. Right. All our pro boners. Yeah.
Well, all of our lawyers work for free,
that's
actually.
That's true.
So, I don't, this one, the other one, I don't want to get happy. I don't want to get happy clappy, but you know, when our beloveds, legal lads and ladies, Joyce Vance tweeted, Smith spoon feeds the judge the law, Aileen Cannon. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a tiny hopeful about the Judge Cannon thing, that she could be removed, but giving the opportunity to get it right, even at this late date, if she doesn't, expect the 11th Circuit to bench slap her when he appeals in a way that makes last year's decision look mild, and they weren't. Andrew Weissman said, I agree with Joyce Vance that if this gets to the 11th Circuit, it will both reverse Cannon again, and I think it would remove her from the case. Three reversals is more than enough for this inexperienced judge who gets the law wrong and always in Trump's favor. Mm-hmm. Once again, though, we're you know, at this point where we're like, is somebody mentioned, they're like, stop saying it's inexperienced. Like, this is really too deliberate at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, someone was talking about her obviously getting direction, mm-hmm. likely from someone on Trump's team,
yes.
right? In a way you can't trace it, but yep. But you're like, at every turn, she seems to be coordinating in a way that helps him. Where is this? Blah, 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 blah. Hold. Oh, Dr. Jack Brown says, how blatant must Aileen Cannon's own obstruction of justice be before she is removed from Trump's obstruction of justice case? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wonder how many times she's been to Mar-a-Lago.
Too many.
That would be a good
Sunday,
question.
Sunday Divine question. Tweets, I haven't seen a right-wing love story as powerful as that between Donald Trump and Judge Aileen Cannon since Clint Eastwood talked to that chair. That is a very good point.
How close is she actually to Trump?
Yeah. Oh, this was it. Mark Jacobs
didn't
said,
he appoint her?
He definitely appointed her, but do they have a relationship outside of that?
No clue.
I would love to know.
I'm sure that'll be another shoe to drop. Another gold sneaker to drop.
I mean, if she's been to Mar-a-Lago a billion times, that's a problem.
Her husband is... there's some hinky mob connection between her husband and some
Donald.
Lifelong mobster friend of Trump's. And of course, there's always something shady.
Should we say alleged?
Sure.
If we're accusing someone of being in the mob.
Okay. Allegedly. I think. Do I have to? I don't really know. I'll Google that for
you.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay. Yeah, Mark Jacobs said, how unsophisticated for someone to think Aileen Cannon is slow walking the stolen documents case out of, quote, inexperience. It's much more likely this right-wing judge is getting secret guidance on stalling tactics to keep Trump mm-hmm. from facing trial. Yeah, it seems too deliberate at this point to just be incompetence, doesn't it? I mean, it's... oh, by the way, speaking of something always hinky with Trump... Our legal lad, Tristan Snell, says, breaking Trump bond documents, quote, returned for correction... The court demands that this is in the other case, mm-hmm. the business fraud, $454 million. Okay. The court demands that the bond underwriter, Knight Insurance, provide more info about their own solvency and authorization to cover the bond. Is there something else shady in how Trump's bond is being handled? Tristan, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess. That would be Mr. Hanky, the subprime carpoo. Mm-hmm. That's who the guy is behind Knight Insurance.
I know.
They've been fined several times for, you know, hinkiness, shadiness, something.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
Something, because it's connected to Trump.
Awful business practices.
Right. Something. Okay. All right. I'm going back to my happy place. Andrew Weissman again. I agree with Joyce Vance. If this gets to the 11th Circuit, it will both reverse Cannon again, and I think it will remove her from the case. Three reversals is more than enough for this inexperienced judge. We shall see, but that would be the, you know, best case scenario is that, but it seems like whatever Mark said that I read the tweet, she's getting enough advice to just stay on this side of the line, like Harry Littman wrote that piece, mm-hmm. to not just get removed, not give him grounds for removal while still helping Trump in just completely egregious ways. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yes. Ellie Honig, by the way, on Smith's it was like a scorching.
Yeah.
what do they call it? Is it a letter or a
brief?
Brief to Judge Cannon. Yeah.
John, Jack Smith's frustration really just jumps off the page in this brief. That, by the way, classifies as a prosecutorial temper tantrum. I mean, usually prosecutors are very just the facts, very sort of deferential to a judge. And here we see Jack Smith really expressing his frustration at the judge. And the source of his frustration is that Judge Cannon has expressed a real willingness to entertain and perhaps introduce to the jury this defense that Donald Trump has raised based on the Presidential Records Act.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Our beloved Glenn Kirshner, our legal lad, he tweeted in the new court filing, Jack Smith goes directly after Judge Cannon's lawless proposed jury instructions, and he threatens to appeal mandamus. That's where mandamus comes in.
It sounds like Matt Damon. Rock every me? Time I hear that, it sounds like Matt Damon.
It sounds like Rock Me Amadeus to me.
Yeah.
Rock Me Mandamus. Someone needs to do that musical, don't you think?
I'm not telling someone
we're not
to
gonna
do that. Not going to suggest
anybody
who should
do
that.
Rock me. Rock me, mandamus. Okay. he threatens to appeal. That's mandamus.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon could star in Rock Me,
exactly.
Mandamus.
Yeah.
He's good in everything.
He's great.
Okay. He's right. Okay, so he's right. Cannon is trying to nefariously orchestrate an acquittal for Trump. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what they're right in a way that it cannot be retried. I mean, the whole thing is. Adam tweets, given the news out of California that John Eastman has been disbarred, it's worth taking another look at this past article. Ginny Thomas corresponded with John Eastman, sources in the January 6th investigation say. Yeah, that seems like that's worth a little look see over there. Little look see, yep. A guy that got, disbarred, wrote the coup memo, talking to the. Okay. Okay, I'm just doing this with my hands.
Yeah,
which is good for
what
radio.
Is that? Okay.
I don't know. Just
well, you're on television as well.
Because it's this. It's all this. Gree. That's Hello, what that free... hand means. All this gree going on here.
You're doing that for Free Speech TV and online streaming.
There you go. Thank you. All right, so we have Carl Frisch, we have Dr. Doom, and we have Dana Goldberg. So everything will automatically be
better.
Thank you.